We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. When Stuart McGill was allegedly kidnapped over a failed cocaine deal, the ex-Test cricket star told police his captors took his mobile phone before forcing him into a car. On Monday, an unidentified courier delivered the spin bowling star's mobile phone to the Sunday Telegraph's Surry Hills office and, in trying to be discreet, triggered a series of alarm bells that turned it into a police incident and caused the office to be evacuated. The phone was inside an envelope that said, "Give to police." There were thousands of text messages from McGill's family, friends, business associates and professional cricketers, including their contact details. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Deputy Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon allegedly said, "Do you know who I am?" to ambulance and police officers trying to help him after he was found collapsed behind the Big Merino in Goulburn. Secret government documents released to State Parliament last week have revealed new details about the events that unfolded when emergency crews received a call out to attend to a male patient out the front of the Mercure Hotel in early March. The documents include an email from Ambulance New South Wales to senior department officials, but key details about the incident, such as the nature and assault type, have been censored. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A mother has shared the heartbreaking account of how her 17-year-old boy stopped breathing and had a seizure after vaping nicotine in the hope other parents can avoid this potentially deadly trap. It comes as health authorities warn of an explosion of children vaping nicotine from cheap disposables that look like USB sticks or marker pens and are easily hidden in pencil cases. Emily Clutterbuck said 17-year-old Levi stopped breathing at home in March after suffering a suspected seizure related to vaping. After performing CPR and calling the ambulance, the teen suffered another seizure on the way to hospital. And in sport, the Socceroos are planning to host a crucial World Cup qualifier in Sydney this year with government support to bypass strict 14-day quarantine laws. The Sunday Telegraph can reveal high-level talks between Football Australia and the state and federal government have taken place to allow Europe-based Socceroos and an international team to enter the country and go straight into a five-day accommodation and training bubble. It would be unprecedented access for a sporting team since the COVID crisis emerged last year. Those are your headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.